In this bulletin, Australia records its first case of the South African variant of COVID-19. Fresh concerns about new cases in New South Wales outside of the Northern Beaches cluster. And in sport, a decision imminent on whether Sydney can still host the next test match of the Border Gavaskar series. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland has recorded two new COVID-19 cases. Both are overseas acquired and in hotel quarantine. One of the infections has been identified as the coronavirus new mutation recently detected in South Africa. Queensland Health Minister Yvette D'Arth says it's the first of its kind recorded in Australia.
One overseas individual who arrived in Queensland on the 22nd of December has tested positive for the new South African variant. This will be the first positive case of the South African variant in Australia. We have seen other jurisdictions record a UK variant, but this is the first time the South African one has been identified in Australia.
Officials say it's believed to be more contagious. The individual was in hotel quarantine and has since been transferred to Sunshine Coast University Hospital for treatment. And there are new concerns of coronavirus community transmission in New South Wales. Health officials have detected a COVID-19 infection in a person living in Wollongong. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's also a number of other COVID-19 cases outside the Northern Beaches area that don't have clear links to the Avalon cluster. Those fears come as the state recorded three new infections connected to the Avalon cluster, which now stands at 129.
So I'm not ruling out that they're somehow not linked to the Avalon cluster. That case from Wollongong had been in Sydney. However, until those links are established, all of us in Greater Sydney have to be on high alert, including residents of Wollongong. That's always a cause for concern. We appreciate frustration levels may be increasing, but please know there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is threatening deportation for more attendees of a large party in Sydney's eastern suburbs on Christmas Day who breached COVID-19 rules. Mr. Hawke is considering deporting the backpackers who attended the large beach party. Some are believed to be backpackers who remained in Australia during the pandemic or expatriates, mostly from the UK.
Well, like most Australians, I was shocked at what I saw at Bronte recently. I've instructed the Department of Home Affairs to bring forward anybody who's here, who's breached their visa conditions, and we'll examine those visa conditions with a view to cancellation if people are doing the wrong thing by breaching public health orders. Most temporary visa holders are doing the right thing. If people have breached their visa conditions, they are subject to cancellation, they are guests in our country, and we'd ask them to behave like guests in our country.
Labor immigration spokeswoman Christina Keneally says she doubts Mr. Hawke could follow through because the government is already having trouble deporting released criminals due to the pandemic and international border restrictions. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued his end-of-year message, calling for 2021 to be a year of healing after a challenging previous 12 months. He also highlighted the economic consequences of the pandemic and the rise of poverty, hunger and inequality.
2020 has been a year of trials, tragedies and tears. COVID-19 upended our lives and plunged the world into suffering and grief. And the pandemic rages on, creating new waves of sickness and death. Poverty, inequality, and hunger are rising. Children are struggling, violence in the home is increasing, and insecurity is everywhere. But the new year lies ahead, and with it we see rays of hope. These rays of hope can reach around the world. That's the lesson of this most difficult year.
To sport, India has won the second test of the Border Gavaskar series by 8 wickets, levelling the score 1-1. Man of the match, Ajinkya Rahane, was humble in victory.
The way everyone played was really magnificent. The talk was all about showing that attitude on the field, showing that intent on the field, and as I said, character. That matters a lot. But still, lots to learn for all of us as a team. I thought Australians, in the end, last 5 wickets, they batted really well. They applied themselves really well.
Attention now turns to where the next test match will be played. Cricket Australia is determined to play the New Year's test match at the SCG on the 7th of January, but the COVID COVID-19 outbreak in Sydney's northern beaches could make that untenable. This means Melbourne could host another test match at the MCG. The fourth and final test match is scheduled to be played at the Gabba in Brisbane on January the 15th. See what Wednesday's weather's doing around the country. Very hot and sunny in Perth, a top of 39. Partly cloudy for Adelaide and 28. Much the same for Melbourne, 23. In Hobart, a couple of showers, about 21. In Canberra, cloudy, 25. Possible shower, 22 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney, 25. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. 27 in Brisbane, a shower about for you. In Cairns, a couple of showers around as well, 32 degrees, and 32 degrees in Darwin as well, where there'll be showers and a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for special features over the holiday period, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.